Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know the Weekend of June 22nd, 2019. To get you started...
Do you think impeachment's good politics for you?
I think I win the election easier, but, you know, I'm not sure that I like having it. Look, I did nothing wrong. I was spied on. What they did to me was illegal. It was illegal on the other side. I did nothing wrong. So impeachment's a very unfair thing, because nothing that I did was wrong.
President Trump is set to appear on Meet the Press for the first time as president. He'll appear on the Sunday show with host Chuck Todd to discuss a range of topics from his possible looming impeachment to escalating tensions with Iran. During an excerpt of the interview, Trump said he doesn't want to go to war with the country, but warned of obliteration if a conflict does arise. The full interview will air in its entirety at 9 a.m. Eastern Time Sunday on NBC. Happy birthday to the GI Bill. The piece of legislation turned 75 on Saturday. It was designed to help World War II veterans when they came home, containing a number of features, including severance payments and unemployment support. Later, Arizona Senator Ernest McFarlane helped add provisions for education and home loans, arguably the bill's most memorable features. Later, benefits were extended to Korean and later Vietnam War veterans. And in 2017, President Trump signed the Forever GI Bill, which did away with the 15-year limit to use its benefits. Next up, President Trump has announced that he will delay a planned series of nationwide raids aimed at rounding up undocumented immigrants to deport them. Trump now says he'll give Congress 2 weeks to sort out a new deal on immigration. The president wrote on Twitter, quote, "At the request of Democrats, I have delayed the illegal immigration removal process for 2 weeks to see if the Democrats and Republicans can get together and work out a solution to the asylum and loophole problems at the southern border. If not, deportations start," unquote. The raids were reportedly scheduled to begin in 10 major cities on Sunday, according to multiple news outlets, including the New York Times and Washington Post. Cardi B will be the one to beat at the BET Awards on Sunday night. The rapper, who was just indicted in connection with a strip club brawl, has 7 nominations, including Best Female Hip-Hop Artist. Meanwhile, deceased rapper Nipsey Hussle is also in the running for a posthumous award. And Drake has the 2nd most nominations with 5. You can tune in Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on BET. And last up, the Women's World Cup rolls on this weekend with the beginning of the knockout rounds. Earlier Saturday, Germany beat Nigeria 3-0 to make the semifinals, and Norway beat Australia in penalties after 120 minutes of 1-1 soccer. On Sunday, England will take on Cameroon at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, followed by France and Brazil at 3 p.m. Eastern. The U.S. will play on Monday versus Spain. You can catch new episodes of 5 Things each weekday morning and on Saturdays on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your podcasts. That includes the Google Home and Amazon Echo. You can also subscribe for free and leave us a rating and review if you'd like. 5 Things is part of the USA Today podcast network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.